the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so that is what I want to talk with you about this morning, is our willingness to share the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be reading from a very familiar passage today. I ask that, if you will, to turn with me and to stand in honor of God's word. Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse number 15. Romans 1, beginning in 15. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for mercy and compassion. Lord, we thank you for the grace that you give us every day, for your provision, for your help, for your strength. And Lord, for this time that we have to celebrate and to praise you, Father, strengthen us, we pray, in this time, in your word and in our spirit. For your glory we ask it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. It seems, as we look at the world around us today, there are a lot of things going wrong. How many of you can testify that you see things going wrong every day? It's not how we planned it, right? And when we learn sometimes, though, it's not our plan that matters, we can get back in line and get where we need to be. And I'm talking about getting in line with God and His plan. Because even with the things that we see happening in the world today, we know God already said these things were coming. In those last days, you will see horrible things. Things that make us wonder what is going on. But we don't need to wonder, really. We know, don't we? People are moving more away from God. They are centering on self and self-desire. And they are moving away from the calling of God to be close to Him. You know, being close to God means giving up things, doesn't it? It means changing. A lot of the world doesn't want to change. I know we all resist change a lot, don't we? But the one change I am so thankful for is the change from the old man to the new. Being born again in Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful thing it is. And I am not ashamed of that. And Paul says, so inasmuch as in me, I'm ready to share the gospel with you even here in Rome. Now, think about what that's saying. How many of you have anything within you that would prompt you to share the good news of Jesus Christ? All of you should, if you have the Holy Spirit. And Paul says, so as much as is in me, he is saying that I am so filled with the Spirit that I cannot help but walk out into the desert or into Rome. How many of you know that Rome, though they knew about the culture with all of the Roman soldiers in Jerusalem and in the land of Judah and Israel in that day, they knew what Romans were all about, didn't they? That Roman culture was just flooding in on top of them every day. But, you know, to be in Rome, where it is all about Rome, is a little bit different. You know, you can stay at home and find some comfort zones, can't you? What's it like stepping out of home and getting out there where the world is really wild and woolly and trying to be the change to them that they're trying to be to you? See, they're at home now, and they're in their comfort zone. And you are coming in the stranger, and you are bringing something odd to them. And you are telling them this is what they need. And Paul says, so as much as is in me, I'm here to do this. I am here to share the gospel with you. In our world today, God needs his people to be willing to step into Rome and share the good news of Jesus Christ. How many of you realize you're living in Rome today? If there was ever a Rome, it's here today. And God needs his people to not be ashamed, but to step out. I am not ashamed. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I have a testimony. God saved me. People need this. God told me they do. He didn't say, Joel, this is just for you. I want you to go flaunt it now in front of everybody and tell them it's just for you and they can't have it. He didn't say that, did he? He said, take this to the world. To the world that is dying in sin, and let them know they need Jesus. They need the good news because they need hope. You know, so much of the world lost in sin, it stays there because it finds its hope there. It finds something that is satisfying and gratifying in a moment. And a moment is all they're looking for. They don't think about eternity. It's just right now. My life is what it is, and I have right now, and this is what I'm going to celebrate. And they don't understand. You know, sin does that to people, right? Doesn't the Bible say that their minds are blinded by the god of this age? Those who do not believe makes them dull. They don't see. They can't hear. Their heart certainly isn't going to receive. That's kind of scary when you really start thinking about that. I'm going to talk to these people that don't want to hear it, that don't want to see it, that don't want to receive it. God said I should anyway, because it's not just for me, it's for them too, for all who believe. I am not ashamed of the gospel, but in reality there's something there though that scares us, and it's what it's going to be like in Rome when I don't have comfort zones all around to fall back into. You ever been outside your comfort zone? It's real easy to get back into a comfort zone, isn't it? It gets uncomfortable in the world when you're trying to share Jesus Christ because people want proof. People want you to show them. People want you to provide that evidence. In fact, in the Scripture, even in Paul's day, in Corinthians, he says, for the Jews request a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. The Jews want something miraculous happening before them, before they're going to accept anything. And even when Christ was doing his mighty works, they rejected him. They rejected him to the cross, didn't they? And the Greeks, for crying out loud, I just can't wrap my head around that. Somebody came back alive from the dead on their own. I just can't wrap my head around that. Prove it to me. So you got one person that's wanting a sign, one person that's saying, I'm built on understanding philosophy. I'm built on understanding arguments of the world and proving things metaphysically, though I can't prove it, I can just tell you what I believe. I believe it so much that I'll take it to the grave. Well, that's exactly where they're going to take it, isn't it? And all you're trying to do is to get them to understand that all of that metaphysical, whatever mumbo-jumbo they've got a hold of, that philosophy, that science, you're trying to tell them that God is in all of it and better than all of it. And the only evidence you can provide is you and your faith. But faith is a rewarder to those who trust in God. Jews are going to ask for a sign. Greeks are seeking after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. This is a stumbling block to the Jews and it is foolishness to the Greeks. You got the whole world that thinks you're an idiot because you believe in Jesus Christ and all that comes with that. You know that's what Paul's saying, right? It doesn't matter where you go, there's going to be a reason people will not accept it, because it's this way in this culture and it's this way in this culture. And the two cultures are in agreement in this. They don't want to hear what you got to say about God. But Jesus says, go. Go. Teaching them. Baptizing them. Go. I send you into the world as sheep among wolves. So you don't even think about whether they're going to accept you. The reality is we get afraid about what we might run into. I know it. I know it. I've been there myself. And sometimes you're not going anywhere except to the supermarket, right? And you feel that Holy Spirit just grab you and just shake you. Hey, Joel, somebody right here needs your attention. And you look around and it's like the bell goes off. Ding! You're like, Lord, I don't know them. I can't talk to them right now. I got ice cream that's melting. You get afraid, right? What happens when you get afraid? You start finding excuses. Because that's what the old man does. I've got a reason why I didn't do that. It's not an excuse, it's a reason. That's what we learn to say, right? That's like saying, I'm not worried, I just have Christian concern. I understand being afraid, but you know what? We've got to grow past that. A measure of our faith is how far we are willing to go. And to walk in faith means we'll go as far as God leads. God leads to talk to this person. And then we say, well, I'm on break, Lord. I just clocked out. But what happens to this soul? What happens to that eternal life? Because you walk away and you're afraid to share. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Now, if I'm not ashamed of the gospel, am I ashamed of me? Maybe it's me. Maybe they know who I am. I say I believe in the gospel, but I'm not really showing that. Maybe I'm afraid of me. That's where the questions might come. Well, why do you believe? Because I don't see it. Why are you talking to me? Because you're not living it. You know, people say this, I don't need to go to church. I can stay at home and be a hypocrite just like that. I don't even have to go. I can stay at home and be just like you. Sometimes those kinds of things sting us really bad. But you know what? God said, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. That sword's not always against that other person. Sometimes that sword is against you, shaving off things that need not be there. Because if I am a new creation in Christ, He's working on me as much as He's working on others. Because none of us have reached glory yet, have we? I'm not perfect by any means, right? I mean, even I'm admitting that. I'm pretty close, though. Amen, right? I'm going to ask my wife to give me an amen on that one. Amen is, I'm getting a nod, that's it. You know, God said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. She's just not even giving me a yes or a no. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I am ashamed of myself at times. And I've tarnished my witness at times. That's what we're always working on too, isn't it? It's not making others better. It's making ourselves better. I got enough working with me to worry about too many other people. I want to help you all if I can. And the best way I can help you is to lead you to Jesus Christ. and then let you start working on that. I could help. I can be a shoulder. I can be an ear. I can be a friend. I can provide this or I can provide something else. But I can't fix it all for you. You got to work on some of that yourself, just like I got to work on some of me, myself. But in all of it, on the days I serve the Lord in glory are the days I'm breaking out the brasso. Y'all know what brasso is, right? Got to polish that body up again. I got to get rid of that tarnish. Either one of those days, it's me and God, and I should never be ashamed of the gospel. Just myself. But when I know God is leading me, I should always be ready to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid of what they might ask, even though you have all this tarnish all over you. You know what? That's exactly why Jesus came. Because you're rusting. You've got pits from rust. Moth are eating away at you. Decay is all over you. And that is why Jesus came, to save you and to make you whole and clean you up, to make you new and to begin restoring. Restoration. God's about restoring, isn't he? He's in the restoration business. You want to call someone that can fix you up? You call God. You want to call somebody that can heal you up? You call God. You want to call someone that can soothe your mind and your soul? You call God. Yeah, and we can be involved in that. We can get together and pray for things. We can hurt with each other. We can laugh with each other. But God has got to be in there, the center of that. And together we grow as a body, individually and as a body, bringing the testimony of who God is by living what we believe and sharing what God has proven to us. And that is this: Jesus Christ alone saves. And in Jesus Christ I have found life. And in Jesus Christ I have found hope. And in Jesus Christ I have a better day yet to come. Because God's glory is going to come. And it's going to be painful for a lot of people that have not found salvation in Jesus. I'm not ashamed to tell you that. Inasmuch as in me, I am willing to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Repent and be saved because of the atoning work of Jesus Christ. I know that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, the Jews and the Greeks. But to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. To those who are being saved, it is the power of God. What power? The power of God that is in me, so much so that I faithfully believe that no matter what I face in life, God is in control. Though this world is turning itself upside down and Rome is all around me, I'm not afraid to step out because God is with me. He is my shield and He is my provider. I know that when I face times of trouble, and it's trouble, or it wouldn't be using that word, right? God's still going to get me through because God is in control. He's in control or He's not. He is or He isn't. He will or He won't. You know, He is and He will always. Jesus Christ alone. There's no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. And Paul says in Romans chapter 10, whoever believes on Him will not be put to to shame. I'm not afraid to tell you that God loves you. I'm not afraid to tell you that He sent His Son because He loved the world so much. That He gave His Son to the cross to save us from sin, all of us, because we all carry sin. You might think you're innocent, but if you aren't saved in Jesus Christ, you're as guilty as the rest of us. You are as guilty as the rest of us, but whoever believes on Him, they will not be put to shame. Faith brings reward. Shame is not a reward. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it means life to me. It means peace with God to me. It means everything to me. It means everything to you. I'm not perfect in my example. I strive to be in a lot of ways. I don't know if you know it or not, but I've been hard-headed all my life, even with me. My mom's not around to tell you so. But I've shared those times with you. She tried to put me in a dress because I wouldn't wear a belt. Took her an hour and a half to finally get me in that thing. Wasn't much left of the dress or the paint on the walls. Aren't we all still that way at times? But I never give up on who God is and what He's doing because He never gives up on me. And He never gives up on you. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no other way to be saved. Be not ashamed of it. Nor be ashamed to it. If you carry your love for God fully, you'll step out when God calls. You won't worry about the questions because they're coming. You already know it. Just like you know what the world is doing. God already told you what the world was going to do. God already told you what the answer was going to be. The best answer of all, though, is Jesus Christ. Find Jesus and find your peace. Find Jesus and find your life. Find Jesus and find your testimony. Find Jesus and your eyes are opened up to just how many need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, really, if we love like God calls us to love, we stop worrying about those questions. We stop worrying about whether I'm setting the right example or not. I'm an example every day of God's goodness because I'm still here. Of God's forgiveness because I'm not being punished. I'm still here. And of God's grace and mercy because He's letting me tell somebody, yeah, I'm not perfect. But I know a God that is. That's what He's calling us to be. His people. His witness. Paul wasn't ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I know. You're not ashamed. I know you get a chance. You talk with your friends and you tell people every once in a while who Jesus is. But you know, God needs His people to really step up now. The lights need to be turned on so that a world can see. They will reject. But if the world hates you, you know they hated Him first. What a challenge we have for us in this world today. It's not like it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago. People just love to talk about Jesus. People just love to tell you all the good things that he had done for them. You know what you hear today? It's a mess. It's a mess. That's all I can say. God still wants us to share the good news. That's the only way people find him, is if the word is given. So I challenge you today, moving forward, be ready to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Live it. Speak it. Sing it. Even if they tell you to shut up, you can't sing. You just keep right on. Because faith is rewarded in those who believe. God loves you. I love you. And God wants you to have his best. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, what stops you? It's not me. It's not anybody else in here. If you need help getting to the altar, raise your hand. I'll come get you. I'll meet you where you are. That's what God's doing. That's what God's calling all of us to do, to meet him right where we are. And the altar is open. Would you come? Father, we thank you again for this time that we had. We thank you that we can celebrate you and the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for love and mercy and grace. And we thank you, Lord, for the hope in things we've yet to see. Lord, we thank you. And we love you. And we lift our friends and our family to you. Lord, I lift these people here today to you. I ask for your blessing upon them, your strength, and for just joy, joyful moments between you and them to abound. And I ask it to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The altar is open.